Are you a drifter? A free spirit? An individual who is aimlessly walking through life in no particular direction? Some may come out with a ton of support for your journey, and who knows? Maybe they're right. Maybe that walk you're on leads to the pearly gates of someone else's backyard. I don't know, but what I do know is that if you want your own backyard, you need to focus. Comfortability kills progress, and this statement I'm making right now is from personal experience, not just something I read in a book. Not too long ago, on another planet in another time, I wound up in a place of constant suffering. I was recovering from a near-death experience where I unexpectedly wound up in the hospital with life-threatening condition. Money was tight, work was scarce, emotions were high. A constant whisper of failure invaded my thoughts on a daily, sometimes hourly basis. I was drowning in a sea of despair with no life vest in sight, and the waves of fear were crashing hard. To make matters worse, the sharks in the water with me that, well, I thought were on my side, well, they started to circle. The closest people to me, people I trusted, people I loved, were no longer rooting for me. They wanted me to drown. A little dramatic? Maybe. It's up to interpretation, I guess, and at the time, from my perspective, this is how it felt. But was it real? Looking back, I'd say no. The sharks were hungry, and who knows the last time they ate. I think in reality, what I learned is that most people are only looking out for themselves, and as much as that lesson hurt, I believe it to be truth. See, some I owed a debt, and they became unreasonable in their wait time, forcing me to do things that I didn't necessarily want to do, while other people who owed me a debt and expected me to continue the relationship without compensation threatened legal action when I said no. Reflecting back, I'd like to say that from each person's perspective, they were doing what was right for them. I was taking it too personally because at the time, I had a lot to lose and I was concerned for my family, which, you know, created fear. Fear created emotions in me that did not allow me to make good decisions, and so it was a shit show. Lines were drawn that became borders and walls, and boundaries were set that nobody crossed. And then, time continued, without a care for anyone's problems. We'll save the continued dramas for another post if people are interested, because this post is really about drifting, hence the question posed in the title. Are you a drifter? During this time of chaos, I switched into another person. Through the fear and uncertainty, I was able to tap into some really awesome superpowers that we all have deep inside of us. I started reading when I couldn't sleep, praying daily, talking to new ears that started fantastic new relationships with people whom I still speak with today. At a certain point, the chaos made me who I am today. That person is wildly different from the person I once was. It was a stepping stone into a new realm, which leads me to another dangerous and uncertain plateau, comfortability. I find myself recognizing my comfort today and recognizing the danger in that, which is why I'm sharing all of this. I find myself slowly beginning to drift my thoughts and my attention from what I've known. I need to take action again. Hopefully this time I've learned enough from the chaos to make a conscious intellectual decision to move forward instead of moving out of fear. Drifting takes you nowhere. Focus takes you somewhere. I'd rather be somewhere than nowhere. Find your passion. Find your focus. Get comfortable with failing and move forward. Life is short. No regrets. No pain.